This is the homily for the fourth Sunday of Advent, 2023, at St. Etzem's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass are the second book of Samuel, chapter 7, verses 1-5, 8-12, 14, and 16. The letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 16, verses 25-27. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26-38. The homilist was Father Samuel Springle.
What is religion? The answer that is often given to that question usually focuses on human endeavor. When I looked it up in the dictionary, it was a system of worship or belief. But religion is more than just some system of human activity, more than just some list of beliefs. Religion really lived well, is a relationship. Relationship between us and God. And God relates to us as much as we relate to Him. And so a better question than what is religion, especially to ask of ourselves, is what does God do for us? As we hear in the first reading today, David's answer is quite long. God raised him from being a shepherd to being a hero of the army, and then commander of said army, and finally king over all of Israel. David's enemies were all destroyed. He was made famous. And the Lord promised him that he would not only would he overcome enemies as he had in the past, but that he would be given rest from them. He would not have to fight forever. Finally, David was given a promise of a son to rule after him. Unlike Saul, whose kingdom lasts just his own lifetime, David's kingdom would last forever, with sons to rule after him over it. In the Gospel, we get a sense of what Mary's answer might be. The angel greets her as full of grace, grace of God. God has promised her that she will conceive and bear a son. And that son will rule as the king after his father David. And he will rule, for his kingdom will have no end. Mary's list, in some senses, is shorter than David's, but in some sense more profound. She is being given a son who will give basically everything. And so we might ask ourselves, what does God do for us? What is our answer to that question? St. Paul gives us a suggestion about where we might start. He begins the passage we read from the letter of the Romans as, "To him who can strengthen you." That him, of course, is God himself. Jesus Christ. Christ can strengthen us. Strengthen us for what? Strengthen us to endure suffering, sickness, boredom, whatever might come our way. So what is our answer? What has God done for us? Everyone's answer is going to be unique. Everyone's answer is going to be take into account the specifics of their own particular life. And so as we finish up this Advent season, awaiting the coming of the Christ child, well, tonight if we're coming to the vigil, ask yourself, what has God done for us? What has God done for me? And be prepared to give him thanks for that as we welcome him into our hearts.